unto Moses, saying, Command the children of Israel that they bring unto thee pure oil olive, beaten for the light, to cause the lamps to burn continually in the tabernacle of the congregation. And it shall be a statute forever in your generation.
The eternal light. The National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated independent stations bring you The Eternal Light. This public service program is presented under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. Our story today is Morton Wishengrad's adaptation of the Book of Ruth and marks the approaching festival of Pentecost. Featured as Ruth is Charlotte Holland. Alexander Scorby is the narrator. Following the dramatic portion of the program, you will hear a talk by Dr. Louis M. Levitsky.
Now it came to pass in the days when the judges judged that there was a famine in the land. And a certain man of Bethlehem in Judah went to sojourn in the country of Moab, he and his wife and his two sons. And the name of the man was Elimelech, and the name of his wife Naomi, and the name of his two sons Mahlon and Chilion. And they came into the country of Moab and continued there. And Elimelech died, and Naomi was left and her two sons. And they took them wives of the women of Moab. The name of the one was Orpah, and the name of the other was Ruth. And Mahlon and Chilion died, both of them. And the woman was left of her two children and of her husband. Then she arose with her daughters-in-law out of the place where she was to return unto the land of Judah. And Naomi said unto her two daughters-in-law,
Orpah, Ruth, do not go any further with me.
No, Naomi. Ruth and I will go on.
My daughters, listen to me.
Yes, Naomi.
Return. Go no further.
Naomi, does your God have pleasure in loneliness?
Orpah, you will not be lonely. Go back to your mother's house. The Lord will deal kindly with you as you have dealt with the dead. And
with
me.
To go with you, Naomi. There's no rest, no place for us in Moab now that the husbands of our choice are dead.
Orpah, the Lord will grant you rest. Ruth, speak to your sister-in-law.
My cheek is smitten. How can I speak?
The land of Moab is the land of your people.
No longer, Naomi. We will return with thee unto thy people. Say so, my sister Orpah.
Yes, Naomi.
Why will ye go with me? Have I yet sons in my womb that they might be your husbands? I am too old to have a husband. Should I even have a husband tonight and bear sons, would ye tarry for them till they were grown?
Naomi, in the abundance of your kindness, can you not find one small place for me?
Orpah, my daughter, would you shut yourself off and have no husband? I am grieved for your sake, but turn back, my daughters, for the hand of the Lord is gone forth against me.
And they stood there in the road and lifted up their voices and wept. And Orpah kissed her mother-in-law and returned to Moab. But Ruth cleaved unto Naomi and would not go. And Naomi was sorely troubled and spoke unto Ruth.
Do not weep, my daughter.
I have lost my husband. Shall I now lose my husband's mother?
You will find a new husband.
Will I find a new husband's mother like Naomi?
Ruth, behold, thy sister-in-law has gone back unto her people and unto her God.
They are no more my people and no more my God.
I must go to Bethlehem and Judah, and you must go back to Moab. Peace be with you, my daughter.
Entreat me not to leave thee and to return from following after thee.
But I must go.
Then whither thou goest, I will go. And where thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God my God. And where thou diest will I die, and there will I be buried. The Lord do so to me, and more also, if aught but death part thee and me.
When Naomi saw that Ruth was steadfastly minded to go with her, she left off speaking unto her. So they went until they came to Bethlehem. And it came to pass, when they were come to Bethlehem in Judah, that all the city was astir concerning them. And the women said,
Peace be with you, and with you peace. Is this Naomi?
Call me not Naomi.
But I remember it is your name.
Henceforth, call me Mara. Yes, for the Almighty hath dealt very bitterly with me. I went out full, and the Lord hath brought me home empty.
Grieve no more, Naomi. This is a land that was formerly with famine, but now there is increase of corn. Do not grieve. You will see that it is good.
So Naomi returned, and Ruth her daughter-in-law, who came out of Moab. And they found that it was good in Bethlehem, for they came in the beginning of barley harvest. Now Naomi had a kinsman of her husband's, a mighty man of valor of the family of Elimelech, and his name was Boaz. And Ruth said unto Naomi,
Let me now go to the field and glean among the ears of corn.
And Naomi said unto Ruth,
Go, my daughter.
And she went, and came and gleaned in the field after the reapers. And her hap was to light on the portion belonging unto Boaz, who was of the family of Elimelech. And behold, Boaz came from Bethlehem, and said unto the reapers,
The Lord be with you.
The Lord bless you. Lord bless you.
Then said Boaz unto his servant that was set over the reapers,
Whose damsel is this, that one yonder? It is unknown to me.
It is the Moabiter's damsel that came back with Naomi.
I see.
She said, Let me glean, I pray you, and gather after the reapers. She's called Ruth. I thought it would do no injury to allow it.
You are right. I will speak with her.
Swing your scythe.
There's much to be done.
Peace be with you, Ruth. I am called Boaz.
Yes, my lord.
Hear me, Ruth. Do not go to glean in any other field. Abide here, fast by my maidens. No one will molest you here.
I thank you, Boaz.
When thou art athirst, go unto the vessels and drink of that which the young men have drawn.
Then Ruth fell on her face and bowed down to the ground and said unto him,
Why have I found favor in thy sight that thou shouldst take cognizance of me, seeing that I am a foreigner?
And Boaz answered and said unto her,
It hath fully been told me all thou hast done to thy mother-in-law, how thou hast left thy father and thy mother in the land of thy nativity, not come unto a people that thou knewest not heretofore. The Lord recompense thy work, and see thy reward complete from the Lord, the God of Israel, under whose wings thou art come to take refuge.
Boaz, I who was cast down am raised up. Though I be not as one of thy handmaidens, thou hast comforted me and spoken to the heart of thy handmaid.
And she found favor in the eyes of Boaz. And he said unto her at mealtime,
Come hither and eat of the bread, and dip thy morsel in the vinegar.
And she sat beside the reapers, and they reached her parched corn, and she did eat and was satisfied, and left thereof. And when she was risen up to glean, Boaz commanded his young men, saying,
Let her glean even among the sheaves, and put her not to shame.
As you command, my lord.
One thing further.
Yes?
Also pull out some for her of purpose from the bundles. Leave it on the ground and let her glean, and rebuke her not.
So she gleaned in the field until even, and she beat out that which she had gleaned, and it was about an ephah of barley. And she took it up and went into the city. And Naomi saw and said to Ruth,
Where hast thou gleaned today? Blessed be he that did take knowledge of thee.
The man's name with whom I wrought today is Boaz.
Blessed be he of the Lord who hath not left off his kindness to the living and to the dead.
Then he is known to you?
The man is nigh of kin unto us, one of our near kinsmen.
Yea. He said unto me, Thou shalt keep fast by my young men until they have ended my harvest.
It is good, my daughter, that thou go out with his maidens and that thou be not met in any other field.
So Ruth kept fast by the maidens of Boaz to glean unto the end of barley harvest and of wheat harvest. And she dwelt with her mother-in-law. And Naomi, her mother-in-law, said unto her,
My daughter, shall I not seek rest for thee, that it may be well for thee?
My mother, I do not understand.
Is it not written that if brethren dwell together, and one of them die, and have no child, that the husband's brother shall take her to wife, and perform the duties of a husband's brother unto her?
But my husband's brother died, and there is no kinsman to obey the law.
Is not Boaz our kinsman?
Yes, Boaz is our kinsman.
Raise your eyes, Ruth, and regard me. Here is water. Wash thyself. Anoint thee. Put thy raiment upon thee.
But my mother...
Put on thy raiment, my daughter. Tonight there is the winnowing of the barley in the threshing floor. You will go there.
You are good, Naomi, my mother. In the morning will I order my prayers for thee. In the noonday I will bring thee my gleanings,
And in the even, which is now, there is water for the washing and clean raiment to put on. The crimson is in your face, my daughter.
My mother is pleased to death.
Attend me, Ruth. Get thee down to the threshing floor. But make not thyself known to the man until he shall have done eating and drinking.
I will do what you wish.
When he lieth down, mark the place where he shall lie, and thou shalt go in and uncover his feet and lay thee down.
But, Naomi, I
do not question. You will see my daughter. He will tell thee what thou shalt be.
All that thou sayest unto me, I will do.
And Ruth went down to the threshing floor and did according to all that Naomi bade her. And when Boaz had eaten and drunk and his heart was merry, he went to lie down at the end of the heap of corn. And she came softly and uncovered his feet and laid her down. And it came to pass at midnight that the man was startled and turned himself. And behold, a woman lay at his feet. And Boaz said,
Who art thou?
I am Ruth, thy handmaid. Spread therefore thy skirt over thy handmaid, for thou art a near kinsman.
Blessed be thou of the Lord, Ruth, my kinswoman. Thou hast shown more kindness at the end than at the beginning.
I have done as Naomi ordered me.
Do not fear, for all the men in the gate of my people do know that thou art a virtuous woman.
Again, Boaz.
I am a near kinsman, yet...
Have I offended?
No, Ruth. You could not offend. There is a kinsman nearer than I.
Oh.
Hurry this night. In the morning I shall speak with him.
You must?
Is it not the law? If he will perform unto thee the part of a kinsman...
Yes, Boaz.
Well, then he must do a kinsman's part. But if he be not willing to do the part of a kinsman to thee...
Yes, Boaz.
Then I will, Ruth.
I thank thee, Boaz.
Lie down and sleep. We shall see in the morning.
And she lay at his feet until the morning. And she rose up before one could discern another. For he said, Let it not be known that the woman came to the threshing floor. And he took her up and said to her,
Ruth.
Yes, my kinsman.
Bring the mantle that is upon thee.
Yes, Boaz.
Hold it. Spread it wide.
And she held her mantle before him, and he measured 6 measures of barley. And when she came to her mother-in-law, Naomi said,
Who art thou, my daughter?
Ruth still, my mother, but also the kinswoman of Boaz. He said, Go not empty to thy mother-in-law. And these 6 measures of barley did he give to me.
You have done well, my daughter.
Oh, no, Naomi, it is not well. There is a nearer kinsman. What if he shall... Naomi, sit still, my daughter, until thou know how the matter will fall.
But I cannot rest.
Neither will Boaz rest until he has finished the thing this day. Be patient, Ruth. You will see.
Now Boaz went up to the gate and sat him down there. And behold, the near kinsman of whom Boaz spoke came by. And Boaz said to him,
Peace be with you.
And with you, peace, Boaz. It is a good day.
Will you sit here with me? There's a matter for some discussion between us.
And the near kinsman turned aside and sat beside Boaz. And Boaz took 10 men of the elders of the city and said,
Elders, sit ye down here.
And they sat down. And Boaz said unto the near kinsman,
Naomi, that is come back out of the country of Moab, selleth the parcel of land which was our brother Elimelech's.
I am listening, Boaz.
You are his near kinsman.
I am.
And you know the law.
I do.
Well?
Yes, Boaz?
I thought to disclose it unto you.
Which is only proper.
So I thought.
You were saying, Boaz?
Then put it before them that sit here and before the elders of my people.
It is a thing to be considered. Now, it is written in the law and confirmed, no doubt, by the judges and these wise elders.
Yes, I know the law, my kinsman. But what will you do?
Oh, patience, Boaz. As I began to say, it is written in the law and confirmed...
If thou wilt redeem it and have done.
But, Boaz, my brother...
Kinsman, let thy yea be yea and thy nay be nay. If it will not be redeemed, then tell me that I may know.
I understand. If I do not redeem it...
Then I will, for I am after thee.
It seems there is a great heat over a simple parcel of land.
Kinsman, your answer.
Very well, Boaz. I will redeem it.
Oh.
Now, if the elders will permit, there are things for my attendant.
Kinsman, wait.
Yes, Boaz? Is there more?
What day thou buyest the field of the hand of Naomi?
Yes, Boaz?
Thou must also buy Ruth. The woman of Moab, she that was the wife of the dead, to raise up the name of the dead upon his inheritance. both must be redeemed.
Then I cannot do it.
You cannot?
No, Boaz, I would mar mine own inheritance. Take thou my right of redemption on thee, for I cannot redeem it.
That is your wish, kinsman?
That is my wish, Boaz.
Then peace be with you, kinsman.
And with you, peace, Boaz, and pleasure in your redemption.
Now, this was the custom in former time in Israel concerning redeeming and concerning exchanging to confirm all things. A man drew off his shoe and gave it to his neighbor, and this was the attestation in Israel. So the near kinsman said unto Boaz,
buy it for thyself.
And so saying, he drew off his shoe. And Boaz said unto the elders and unto all the people,
ye are witnesses this day that I have bought all that was Elimelech's, and all those Chilions and Mahlons of the hand of Naomi. Moreover, Ruth the Moabitess, the wife of Mahlon, have I acquired to be my wife, to raise up the name of the dead upon his inheritance, that the name of the dead be not cut off among his brethren and from the gate of his place. Ye are witnesses this day.
We are witnesses.
The Lord make the woman that has come into thy house like Rachel and like Leah, which two did build the house of Israel.
And do thou worthily in Ephrath, and be famous in Bethlehem.
And let thy house be like the house of Perez, whom Tamar bore unto Judah, of the seed which the Lord shall give thee of this woman.
So Boaz took Ruth, and she became his wife. And he went in unto her, and the Lord gave her conception, and she bore a son. And the women said unto Naomi,
blessed be the Lord who hath left thee this day with a kinsman, and let his name be famous in Israel.
And he shall be unto thee a restorer of life, and a nourisher of thine old age.
Yea, for thy daughter-in-law, who is better to thee than seven sons, hath borne him.
And Naomi took the child and laid it in her bosom, became nurse unto it. And the women, her neighbors, gave it a name, saying,
there is a son born to Naomi.
And they called his name Obed. He is the father of Jesse, the father of David. Now these are the generations of Perez. Perez begot Hezron, and Hezron begot Ram, and Ram begot Amminadab, and Amminadab begot Nashon, and Nashon begot Salmon, and Salmon begot Boaz. And Boaz begot Obed, and Obed begot Jesse, and Jesse begot David.
Copies of the script you have just heard may be obtained free of cost by writing to the Eternal Light, 3080 Broadway, New York 27, New York. And now we present a brief talk by Dr. Louis M. Levitsky, past president of the Rabbinical Assembly of America and rabbi of the Congregation Oheb Shalom of Newark, New Jersey. Dr. Levitsky.
This is the day which the Lord hath made. Let us rejoice and be glad on it. By proclamation of the President of the United States, this day is one of thanksgiving for God's grace to us and for the victory granted to our armed forces in Europe. We have rung at a high price unconditional surrender from the enemies of God and of civilized mankind. God has chosen us, the United Nations, to be his instruments to remove from the face of the earth the blight that almost devoured all that mankind had built up in truth and in mercy in all these many centuries. This day, then, is a day of triumph, not for us, but for the immutable and eternal moral code of all mankind. This code, according to biblical tradition, was proclaimed to all the world at Mount Sinai. The approaching festival of Shavuot, which occasions this morning's program, commemorates that greatest of all historic events. Once again, mankind has learned by sad experience that the moral law cannot be violated with impunity. When the wicked spring up as the grass, and all the workers of iniquity flourish, it is that they may be destroyed forever. It is well to remember on this day of triumph that it is not only, nor primarily, the greater force of our numbers and arms that brought the victory in Europe, but the power of righteousness on whose side we lined up our legions, our ships, and our planes. We, the United Nations, merely carried out God's verdict, decreed by him at Sinai, "Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not kill, and thou shalt not covet," apply no less to nations than they do to individuals. Consequently, national righteousness must be as much a reality as is personal integrity. The sanction for this universal moral law does not stem from a fleeting economic theory or a temporary political philosophy or a casual social speculation. It is derived from God, and like its author, it is coextensive with time and space. "Thou shalt not take my name in vain" is part of creation itself. No man and no state may use God's name in vain. This moral law is not the property of one people or the possession of one nation. It is the very soul of the universe. A nation, like an individual, which is not attuned to this universal soul, must die. This explains our victory in Europe. Our task is not done. We must needs pray that God lead us to final and complete victory over the remaining forces of arrogance, who would substitute the rule of man or of a state for the rule of God. May God's kingdom of righteousness, justice, and peace for all men soon be established in the world which he created according to his will.
Thank you, Dr. Levitsky. The Eternal Light is written by Morton Wishengrad. The music is composed by Henry Brandt and conducted by Milton Kadams. Cantor David Putterman of the Park Avenue Synagogue, New York, was the soloist. Charlotte Holland was featured as Ruth. Boaz was played by Louis Van Ruten. Naomi by Nell Burt. And Alexander Scorby was the narrator. The entire production was under the direction of Ira Avery. This program was a public service of the National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated independent stations, and was presented under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. If you would like to have a free copy of the script, write to the Eternal Light, 3080 Broadway, New York 27, New York. This is the National Broadcasting Company.